Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Wednesday the 1st of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, low 450 miles southwest of Iceland 983, expected just north of Iceland 980 by 1800 Wednesday. New high expected just west of Trafalgar 1025 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, southeasterly veering southerly 6 to gale 8. Showers, then rain at times, good becoming moderate or poor. South Utsira, southeast 5 to 7. Squally showers, rain later, good becoming moderate, occasionally poor later. Forties, Cromartie, 4th, south 5 to 7. Fair, then occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, south 4 to 6, rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight, south or southeast 4 to 6, showers at first, good. Humber, Thames, south or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Humber. Fair, good. Dover, White, variable 3 or less, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. North Biscay, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, fair, good. South Biscay, easterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. North Fitzroy, southerly 4 to 6, but 3 in east, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in far west. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Rain and drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides, south 6 or 7, veering southwest 4 to 6, rain and drizzle, fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Bailey, south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain, then squally showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Fair Isle, south 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from coastal stations 42300, Tyree Automatic, south 6, rain 1100 metres, 1015, falling slowly. Stornoway, south-southeast 5, slight drizzle, 11 miles, 1014, falling. Lerwick, south by east 6, 5 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south by east 4, 8 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south 4, recent drizzle, 19 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Lucas, south by east 2, drizzle, 16 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Boomer, south 2, 19 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Bridlington, south by east 4, 1025, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 1, more than 27 miles, 1027. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 1, 11 miles, 1027. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west northwest 1, 1027, now falling. Jersey, east by south 3, 22 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Channel, light vessel automatic, east 2, 11 miles, 1027. Scilly, automatic, south-southwest 3. Mist, 4 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Milford Haven, south-southwest 3. 14 miles, 1025, steady. Aberporth, south 4, 11 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Valley, south by west 5, slight rain, 8 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east 3, 22 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Valencia, south 4, 5 miles, 1021, now falling. Ronald's Way, south 5, slight rain, 2 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Malin Head, south 5, slight rain, 5 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, south by east 4, slight rain, 8 miles, 1018, now rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday. The general situation, a slow-moving area of high pressure over the southeast of the United Kingdom, gives light winds here during Wednesday. A strong southerly airflow will affect northwestern waters with rain and drizzle at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southeasterly veering southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Cape Wrath and in far east. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, south 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first near Rattray Head. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south 4 or 5, veering southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain in north, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southeast, veering south 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly for a time 2 to 4, fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 3 or less for a time in east, otherwise south or southwest 2 or 3, occasionally 4 near the Isles of Scilly. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 3 or less in the Bristol Channel, otherwise south or southwest 3 to 5. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 near Anglesey. Occasional rain, mainly in north, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southwest 4 to 6, but 3 for a time in Liverpool Bay. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Isle of Man, south or southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 4 for a time. Occasional rain and drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, south or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate, becoming moderate, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate, becoming moderate, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches later, good, becoming moderate, occasionally poor and very poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 4 for a time. occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches later, good becoming moderate, occasionally poor, and very poor later. Shetland Isles, southeasterly 6 or 7, increasing gale 8 for a time in northeast, then veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Fair, then rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And with the time creeping up towards 1 o'clock, that is Tuesday from BBC Radio 4. We're handing over to our colleagues at the BBC World Service in just a moment. BBC Radio 4 Extra continues through the night, of course, just getting underway over there. Our Hercule Poirot drama, The Mystery of the Blue Train, reaches its conclusion. Radio 4 returns at 5 a.m. when Caroline Nichols will be in this chair. Until then, this is Richard Evans heading off home, and on behalf of all of us here at BBC Radio 4 and everyone working through the night here at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very peaceful night. North Star, good night.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Ankur Desai. An imminent US government shutdown after final votes on extending federal funding failed to pass as the blame game begins.
I'm hoping there are Democrats out there who are reasonable and understand what's at stake here. This is totally avoidable. It is a decision they're going to have to make. And if the government shuts down, it is on the Senate Democrats.
But the Democrats equally blame the Republicans, the latest from Capitol Hill, shortly. Also, President Trump tells U.S. military commanders they must be ready to tackle the enemy within and use American cities as training grounds. And the UN appeals to the Afghan Taliban to immediately restore telecommunications across the country, leaving people helpless.
We used to stay updated on news and technology through the internet. We dreamed of finishing our education and helping our father financially. But now we all sit at home doing nothing.
Scientists make early-stage human embryos by manipulating DNA taken from human skin cells and fertilising it with sperm to help people reproduce. First, the news.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. A final vote on extending government spending has failed to pass the US Senate, propelling the country towards a federal shutdown in the next few hours. Democrats refused to back a Republican bill on a short extension of funding, saying it didn't address their concerns about cuts to healthcare programs. Republican Senate Majority Leader John Thune blamed the Democratic senators for the impasse, saying that he remained hopeful that enough would switch their votes in future to bring the shutdown to an end.
We need 8 total. It'd be nice to have a lot more than that. But until there's sort of that critical mass of people who don't want to condone the hostage taking that their leadership has endorsed and deployed, we probably really aren't going to be ready to have a conversation. But hopefully that'll happen. This is unnecessary, avoidable, and just so uncalled for.
President Trump has summoned U.S. admirals and generals from home and abroad to tell them that the military should use American cities as a training ground to combat an invasion from what he called the enemy within. He told his stony-faced audience that Democratic-led cities such as Chicago and New York were very unsafe. Will Grant reports.
It is unprecedented for the U.S. Secretary of Defense and the President to recall hundreds of senior military figures from their stations around the world for a collective address. In the end, the top brass listened largely silently as President Trump spoke at length about enemies, foreign and domestic, signaling he'll continue his controversial policy of using the military for law enforcement. His comments follow an announcement over the weekend that troops would be deployed to Portland in Oregon, although the state has lodged a legal challenge to try to prevent the deployment from going ahead.
The UN Security Council has adopted a resolution approving a much larger international security force to combat gang violence in Haiti. Our Global Affairs